Welcome, everybody. Shir number 983. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabbi Aaron Zissel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ram Moshe and Rafu Shalema Reb Chaim Ben Rus. Shetaka have Rafu Shalema Psoich Shacholi Yisrael. Okay, so we're going to start talking about various different electrical appliances. Now, there's a couple of things to keep in mind. Number one, as we go down the line, there are certain things which sometimes there's a heter, sometimes not, and we're going to mention just straight up that some, you know, the person, if they feel that might pertain to them, they should talk to their rav, to their pesach, and so on, because certain things are a little bit, you know, sort of like up in the air and could only be used in certain instances. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, there's another iser, which is not a deraisa iser, it's a derabbanan, but there is something else that's called hashmoas koil. The Isra of Hashmoas Kol, which does apply to certain electrical appliances in general. It's sort of like a, whereby if one, in general, we're not going to get into the Isra right now, but just we have to know that it does apply in certain instances. For example, somebody walks by somebody's house, they hear a certain noise coming out of that house. So there's sometimes a person might think, well, why is that noise coming out of that house? That appliance, there's an appliance working. For example, a person walks by somebody else's house and they hear a dryer going, let's say during the Shabbos day. Or they walk by somebody else's house and they might hear a washing machine going. So it's, you know, a person could think two things. Well, it could be that they set the washing machine from before Shabbos. It could be that the dryer was set before Shabbos or something along those lines, which we're not getting into the whole, that's a separate iser. But be it as it may, they hear, for example, somebody might leave on the truth is a dryer and a washer is not such a good case, but something along the lines, let's say, of like a radio. I left on a radio. I didn't set it on a timer, nothing. The radio was left on from before Shabbos. I want to hear the news. That's all throughout the entire Shabbos. So what did I do wrong? I left it on from before Shabbos, and that's it. I didn't turn any switches. I didn't turn on any radio. So what am I doing wrong, really? So there's a couple of problems with this. Number one, of course, it's Zilzal Shabbos. It's a disgrace to Shabbos. That's one. Number two, there's something called Hashmoas Kol. I walk by somebody else's house, and I hear them playing the radio. I'm, you know, of course, I should think, well, they put it on before Shabbos. But there is such an iser on Shabbos of Hashmoas Kol. I hear the radio, and I'll think that they put on the radio on Shabbos. Now, the Yisr of Hashmoas Kol applies to some appliances. For example, like if I walk by somebody's house and I see the air conditioner's on, the air conditioner's going, it's 90 degrees outside, and I walk by, the air conditioner's going. I'm not going to think, well, why did they turn on their air conditioner on Shabbos? It's a normal thing. Everybody knows it's 90 degrees outside. You set your air conditioner from before Shabbos, right? On a time clock where you leave it on the whole time. Whatever the case is, the time clock, the Shabbos clock, time clock is not the issue right now. When I walk by somebody else's house on a hot day and I hear an air condition, I'm not going to think that they put it on Shabbos. It's something that everybody has, you know, running on such a day. Okay, so that's basically the Isra of Hashmoas Kol, sort of. There's various odds and ends going along with it, and that would apply to certain electrical appliances also. Actually, there is a whole shmuz in halach if somebody left on their, not so much the washing machine, but the dryer from before Shabbos going into Shabbos. It wouldn't really be during Shabbos day, but going into Shabbos. So we're not going to get into that right now. Als the Isra of Hashmoas Kol and so on and other in Yonim. Okay, so that's just another thing to keep in mind. This Isra of Hashmoas Kol does apply to certain electrical appliances. Okay, so Lemaisa, while we're on the subject, with this we want to keep in mind, brings down the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, actually, on page 396, a couple of examples. Like we said, one may not program or keep on their TV. I mean, we're not even going to talk about TVs now, but if somebody did, they'll think, well, a certain thing on Shabbos, we hope nobody has the TV, but be it as it may, radio, CD players, these type of things. I want to hear music on Shabbos. I want to hear nice Shabbos-tika music, so I'll leave on some sort of a CD player going the whole time. That's also something that is not allowed to be done, even though you'll say, I did not put it on Shabbos. I left it on from before Shabbos, but again, it falls under the Isser of Hashmoas Kol, Zilzal Shabbos, and these in Yonim. Okay, so these are some of the things he Taka brings down, that one has to be careful not to, one is not allowed to, not to be careful, one is not allowed to leave on from before Shabbos, going into Shabbos, even though they Taka did not put it on Shabbos. And there was no Israelti putting it on per se on Shabbos. Now, as far as a microphone, he talks, they both bring down the Sefer Shabbos in 3 minutes, Sefer Shabbos home. In general, using a microphone, of course, one is not allowed to switch on a microphone on Shabbos, of course, because of the fact that the prohibition that it becomes, that you're basically using electric. But the question is now, what about if the microphone was already on? Now, I don't want to get into it right now. We'll talk a little bit about the baby monitors and these type of things. That's, of course, a totally different issue, and it's not whereby somebody's bedavka talking into it. It's just for protection of a child and so on, so that's a much different story. But it's just a general, if somebody has a microphone and they want to talk into it, for example, or a recorder. So brings down the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, speaking into a tape recorder, MP3 player, a microphone, these type of things. We're talking about when you're bedavka talking into it, not just you walked by a place and it happened to pick up your voice. That's not what we're getting into right now, but somebody bedavka with kavana, they talk into the microphone. So talking into the tape recorder, MP3 players, microphones, these type of things is also to do. This is because it brings down the sound of one's voice, generates the electrical impulses. And the Sefer Shabbos home also Lemaisa brings down, even if the microphone was switched on before Shabbos, which obviously we're talking about when it was, the microphone, good, it's on before Shabbos, and now I'll talk into the microphone. So it may not be used on Shabbos. The place can give various reasons for this prohibition. Like we said, you have Hashmaas Kol and whatever, there's various different other issues with it. Like we said, the electrical impulses and that it generates and so on. Now, of course, it goes without saying, using these intercoms, for example, again, not with a baby, but let's say some of the houses, they'll have from 2 floors, 3 floors, so I want to call from the first floor to the top floor, you know, I want to call the kids down, so I'll press the button, you know, come down, but there's an intercom that hit a voice on the third floor, so that, of course, you're not allowed to do. You press the button, and a person talks into that, of course, can't be done. This is all part of basically the same issue of these type of things, talking into a microphone, recorders, intercoms, all the same family. It's all not allowed to be done on Shabbos. So again, when somebody's doing it bedavka, we're going to see when it's separate, when it's for children, and so on. Okay, so just to end off, we want to keep in mind there's two different ways. When you have these intercoms and so on, microphones or whatever, there's two different ways. One could bedavka, like we're talking, like we spoke about today's share, talk bedavka into it. I take it and I talk into it, or I put my mouth in there and I talk and finish. And then there's another way where somebody just passes by and it just happens that, you know, pick up the voice. I happen to walk by, I happen to say something, you know, so that's a different story. That's called, it could be a psikration in many cases, which is whereby it happens inevitably. And then whatever, it's a question of nichalei, lei nichalei, and then from there we look at the situation as to what is going on. Okay, so we're going to stop here. But the bottom line is for today's shir, all these inyonim that we spoke about today, if somebody, you know, talks into these things, that is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Brocha, Kol Tov.